What's up, guys? It's your boy Javier Packer, and with my homie
Austin Zenz,
and we are with ESN Podcast and Talon Media. So today we're gonna be talking about skating, and we brought a guest, and his name is Lucas. So,
what's up, guys?
Yeah. So, anyways, down to skating, right? Just to clarify, we're not talking about just like roller skating or ice skating. We're talking about skateboarding, like, you know, the good stuff. You feel me? So, Lucas, what got you into skateboarding? Like, when did you start and stuff?
I started about, like, 2 years ago. My friend Rami, he gave me, like, a board to start out with. And I just started practicing in his driveway because I went home with him every day after school.
Yeah, that's dope. So, it's like, you just been shredding since then? Or?
Yeah, pretty much. I learned, like, ollies and, like, basic tricks, like, around, like, 2 months into skating.
Yeah.
And then I started perfecting, like, my park tricks, like, transition skating and stuff.
Yeah, that's fire, dude. So, like, speaking of parks, you know, what do you think is, like, the best parks in Colorado Springs?
The best skate park in Colorado Springs is probably Memorial Skate Park, because it's probably the biggest and has the most, like, most variety.
What do you think, like, inspires you to get out and skate every day?
What inspires me is just, like, seeing my progress from before. Like, there's times that I learn, like, 3 tricks in a day.
Yeah.
It's pretty rare, but, that's basically what inspires me. I love learning, like, new tricks and just, like, watching the clip after.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. Like, you know, that's one thing. It's like, you know, if you don't already know me and Austin skate, right? You're our skate homie, you feel me? But it's like, you know, that's one thing that I really like about skating is that there's always something new to do while doing it, you know? So it's like, that's why I think it's considered a sport, is because everybody has their own, like, way of skating, and you can learn new things. Like,
yeah, no matter how good you get, there's always going to be places to progress.
Yeah, so, like, what's your favorite trick?
My favorite trick, the most best looking, is probably, like, a tray flip, which is a 360 kickflip.
Yeah, that's nice, bro.
Yeah.
What kind of skating do you think you're best at?
My best skating is probably when I'm out in the streets. I don't skate park that well, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Street skating is, like, the best thing, you know, especially in, like, Thrasher and Spitfire clips and street parts and stuff. It's like, you just watch them and it just gives you a really good vibe off it, you know? Like, so do you skate street more?
I definitely skate street more. I'm actually working on a street part right now, and it's in progress for about, like, 2 months now.
That's dope, man, you know? That's fire. You know, we got a street part coming from Lucas. Speaking of street skating, right? Street skating is way more different than park skating, you know, because there's cracks in the ground, there's rocks on the ground, which means you could get hurt easier. So what's your biggest fear when skating?
Probably just, like, hitting my head. That's the biggest thing. I've heard a bunch of injury stories about people, like, going paralyzed after, like, hitting their heads.
Yeah.
I just try my best to, like, keep myself in, like, within my limits.
What do you think your favorite skate brand is?
My favorite skate brand right now is probably, not really sure, probably hockey boards.
Those are
really cool. Mm-hmm. I like the, like, big, like, shovel nose on them.
Yeah. So, like, why do you like skating hockey? Is there a reason, or is it just...
Probably because my kickflips are, like, the best, like, flick on that nose.
Yeah.
And they just, like, it's just, like, your foot can, like, never, like, come off, like, wrong on the nose.
Okay, so, like, for the viewers, you know, since we're talking about flick and tricks and stuff, so, like, how like, what is flick when you, like, do a kickflip, you know?
So flick is basically the way your foot comes off the board. So it's, like, think of, like, flicking with your finger. You basically do that off of one of the sides on the board.
Yeah.
And that causes it to flip, making, like, a kickflip.
Yeah, that's dope, bro. Like, what do you think is the hardest trick for you?
My hardest trick, the one I've been trying to learn, like, really good lately, is backside flips. Mm-hmm. Those are a little difficult for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, flip tricks in general are probably the hardest for anyone.
Yeah, like, for sure.
It's just, like, it's not, like, a shove it, like, or, like, an ollie. Like, those are easy.
Yeah.
You know? Do you skate to school and stuff, or?
No, I live out, like, about, like, 30 minutes from the school, so it's a pretty long skate, but sometimes on occasion I'll bring my board to school and skate to the skate park.
Yeah,
that's only about like 15 minutes from here.
So what skate park is it?
Skate park that I go to, the closest to me is Briargate Skate Park, John Stone Skate Park.
Yeah,
and it's a smaller one, but the locals are super cool there, and everyone's like super like including.
Yeah, well, since the viewers don't know, me, Austin, and Lucas, we both, that's our local, right? That's me and Austin's local.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, that's kind of how we met each other, which...
How do you think, like, people who've never skated before, how do you think they should, like, start off to getting into skateboarding?
How they should start off? I bought just, like, a super cheap board because I don't really believe in, like, getting something, like, super, like, crazy for your first board.
Yeah.
And just, like, practice with that and practice, like, standing still for, like, your first bit. But, like, practice, like, riding out before you, like, actually try tricks.
Yeah. So would you say, like, before you start hitting the parks and stuff, would you say just practice, like, in the front, like, getting comfortable on your board and stuff?
Yeah, I would practice, like, pushing. Like, what I did, I pushed around and, like, in front of my house and, like, skated down to, like, the park and stuff. Like, the little, like, local, like, kids' park.
Do you, like, have any other siblings or any family members that skate? Or?
I'm an only child, but my cousin, he used to be sponsored by a few companies here in Colorado Springs.
Oh, nice.
And he taught me a lot, too. I went street skating with him one time.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go into a controversial topic with skateboarders, right? And that's posers. So we'll tell the viewers. Well, Lucas, you can tell the viewers. What is a poser?
A poser is basically someone who, like, puts off the impression that they skate and try to make themselves seem better than what they actually are.
Yeah. So, do you think that, like, skaters should be gatekeeping the skate parks from posers? Which gatekeeping is just, like, keeping them away from skate parks.
I don't think that they should be gatekeeping the skate parks from the posers or, like, beginner skaters.
Yeah.
Mainly because I feel like everyone starts somewhere, and even if you, like, have a high ego and want to say, like, oh, I'm better than I actually am.
Yeah.
I still think you deserve a chance to, like, get good.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like everyone should be welcome in skate parks, no matter what their skill level or confidence is.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel you. Like, the biggest thing that, like, that I get irritated with posers is that, like, nobody's better than anybody at skating. And that's what I've noticed. Like, somebody can be good at freestyle while other people are good at flip tricks, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm bad with freestyle. I suck at freestyle. But Austin, he's good at freestyle, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, nobody's really better than anyone in skating.
Yeah, for sure. It's really just what you practiced at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, what you've spent time to get good at.
Yeah, that's true, man. It's like, so do your, like, parents support you skating, or...
My parents are usually pretty cool with me skating. The only really time, like, that they aren't is, like, when I, like, decide to, like, go out, like, when it's really cold and it's, like, easier to, like, break something.
Yeah, that's true, man. So, like, how do you skate during winter? Do you hit indoor parks? What do you do?
Depending on what day it is, usually a weekend, I'll try to go to an indoor park if it's too cold, but if it's, like, anywhere, like, in the 30s or, like, high 20s, I'll be fine skating.
Yeah, that's, I mean... Shoot, in Colorado, bro, when it gets 40 in the winter, bro, I get happy.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. It's like perfect weather in the winter.
Yeah. You know how there's these things called, or people called Karens, right?
Yeah.
Like, that pretty much, they don't like people doing things that are fun, which is also considered skating. Mm-hmm. So, like, with these Karens, people that want to stop people from skating, mm-hmm. like, have you had any experiences with them before?
Yes, I'll share, like, two of them. One time I was in the mall and I was trying to hit a 5-stair in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, when I first started, so it was taking me a lot of tries. And I don't think I was really prepared for it. And then the, like, lady from the mall, she told me that I'm not allowed to do that, basically. And then me and her kind of had, like, a little, like, argument about it. And then I just ended up, like, giving up and just, like, walking out.
Yeah.
And then another time, I was out, like, behind a King Supers hitting this little ledge.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the workers came out and told me that I'll, like, call the cops if I didn't, like, leave in the next 5 minutes. And I just, like, went, like, across the street for, like, 5 minutes until he went back inside. And then I came back and started skating, and he didn't see me.
So, like, what do you feel in those moments, like, when you do get approached by people like that?
When I get approached by people, like, Karens and stuff, I usually just try to, like... I try to, like, ignore them for the first bit.
Yeah.
And then, like, I kind of, like, get, like, a little rush of, like, adrenaline. Mm-hmm. It just makes me feel, like, I don't know how to explain it. It gives me, like, energy, but then it kind of makes me feel, like shaky in a way.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I respect people, and I respect the rules and everything, but we're just trying to do what we love, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's skate, you know? So, speaking about feelings, like, how do you feel when you skate? Like, what is the feeling? Like, you see all these movies and all these videos and, like, how they depict skating, right? How do you yourself feel when you skate?
I feel like, I kind of feel like I'm just, like, hanging out with, like, a bunch of friends, and it's just, like, fun. I feel like I'm having fun, and I'm, like, doing something that I love.
Yeah, I agree, man. So, like, are you just going to continue skating as you get older and stuff, or?
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what limit I'll stop. It kind of depends on how my health is from here on out, and kind of depends on, like, how healthy I stay.
Yeah, that's good, bro. Like, you know, like, that's, I feel like a lot of people, because they stop skating, they get old. Because they stop doing things, they get old in general, you know? Like, I've seen 30, 40-year-olds still skating vert, you know? And vert is, like vertical skating. So it's, like, bowls and, you know, ramps and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have, like, do you like skating, like, vert and stuff? Or?
It kind of depends. I like skating, like, a little, like, shorter ones because they're not, like, as, like, scary. Mm-hmm. And you can't really, like, get that hurt on them. But I've skated the Memorial one, the shorter one, at Memorial Skate Park. That one's pretty cool. It's just, it's always crowded.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, how are the, like, how is Memorial Skate Park? Are the locals cool, or is it, like, is it more just a place to just, like, skate and then leave, and, or, like, get your clips and then leave?
Memorial Skate Park, there's a lot of controversy on the park. There's some random people that drive cars into the bowls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's controversial. Some people say it's, like, cool there. Some people think it's, like, ghetto.
Yeah.
So some people will stay away from it and just, like, get their clip and leave right away. I personally will try to have, like, a good 2-hour session there, because I don't want to stay there too long, but I don't want to, like, be too quick and, like, leave.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, how many hours do you skate a day?
A day, I usually try to skate anywhere from, like, 1 hour to 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah. You know, me and Austin always talk about this. Like, you know, I wonder how many hours we get within a week of skating. Like if our skating hours, like, on our board, like, would amount in 1 week, how long, like, how much would it be? So how much hours do you think you would get in a week of skating?
For me, I would say probably, like, 5 hours.
5 hours? Mm. Dang.
It really depends on the week, like, for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, sometimes I skate, like it's a full-time job, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, sometimes I'm skating, like, 30 hours a week.
Yeah.
But sometimes I, like, won't skate at all.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So it really
though.
Depends.
Yeah. I mean, like, for the summer, because it's, like, it's hotter outside, you know, it's easier to just wake up in the morning. There's no school. Mm-hmm. You just wake up in the morning and just start hitting the park, street spots. So, like, what's your favorite season to skate in?
My favorite season is definitely summer, because you don't have to worry about getting any, like, missing work for school, and you don't have to worry about grades. You're just outside having fun with your friends and just enjoying your time off.
Yeah, for sure. I always like skating in the spring, like, during spring break, because it's always, like, perfect weather. It's, like, 60, 70 degrees. Like, it's so nice.
All right. So, like, we're about to wrap this up now. We thank y'all for listening to the podcast and our homie Lucas. And hope to see y'all next time. Thank you for tuning in. See you.